Praise be to God. I hope you're safe. I hope the Lord has kept you safe and sound. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for joining us for our study of the Bible. And here we study the Bible. We aim to study from the book of Genesis to Revelation. And by the grace of God, we've been able to do 22 books of the Bible. Today, we shall be completing our 23rd book. And that's the book of Isaiah. Thank you for always taking time to study the word of the Lord. Like we already said, there's no limitation to revelation. God reveals his word to everyone who shows the need, to everybody who comes out and says, Lord, speak to me. He will speak to you, and he will speak to you through his word. And as we study, I always believe that you let the Lord speak, because you have the Holy Spirit within you, and there is nothing better that you possess. There is no one better that you possess than the Holy Spirit. When you read the word, when you listen to the word, you tell him, what should I learn? And he will indeed give you a message. So there is no limitation to revelations from God. And even as you listen, even when you listen to something that we did long ago, there is a new message you receive. Also, because the word of the Lord is new every morning. You might read a scripture today and get a message, and you read it next month and you get another message. It's because the word of the Lord is new every morning. So keep on. You can find all podcasts that we've done on all podcast platforms. That is Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Podbean. Name it, you'll find us there. And I believe the Lord shall speak to you even as you listen today. We will be completing the book of Isaiah. It's been a long book, and we thank God for the grace that he gives us to learn his word. Chapter 63 starts by saying, who is this who comes from Edom with garments of glowing colors from Bozrah? This one who is majestic in his apparel, marching in the greatness of his strength. It is I who speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Why is your apparel red? And your garments like the one who treads in the winepress. I have trodden the wine trough alone, and from the peoples there was no man with me. I also trod them in my anger and trampled them in my wrath, and their lifeblood is sprinkled on my garments, and I stained all my raiment. For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and my year of redemption has come. I looked, and there was no one to help, and I was astonished that there was no one to uphold. So my own arm brought salvation to me, and my wrath upheld me. I trod down the peoples in my anger, and I made them drunk in my wrath. I poured out their lifeblood on the earth. I shall make mention of the loving kindness of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has granted us, and the greatness toward the house of Israel, which he has granted them according to his compassion and according to the abundance of his loving kindness. Of course, he speaks of here mentioning the loving kindness of the Lord. And this does not imply that it is mentioning only in testimony to a crowd, but even when you're one or two people, you mention of the loving kindness of the Lord. You mention of the goodness of the Lord. You mention of how the Lord has been good to you, how the Lord has been good to your family, how the Lord has been good to your work, how the Lord has come out in your ministry and has been good. Mention the loving kindness of the Lord and give praises to him. Yes, speak of his praises. We praise many things. We praise women. We praise our spouses. We praise our children and how beautiful they are. We praise our clothes and the cars we drive and our houses of how beautiful they look. But the greatest praise, and if I can praise things of the earth, I need to shift that and give praises to the God. Because the God Almighty is the one who gives all those things that we praise. He's the one who gives you the wife that you praise all day long. He's the one that gives you the money that you praise all day long. So shift the praise to the Lord. And that's what he says here, that I will mention my praises to the Lord because of that which he has done. There is something that God has done in everybody's life. There is something that God has done in your life. And sometimes, Because of the circumstances we are going through, we forget what God has done. Because of the trials we are going through, we forget of the good times the Lord has picked us and taken us through. We forget of the pits he has picked us from and given us victory. But remember that which the Lord has granted you and give thanks to him. We already say that hard times do not imply that there are no good times ahead. But even hard times do not imply that you cease to praise the Lord, that you cease to testify of his goodness. So here, what he's speaking to them, saying, do that. Yeah? Because he has given you that, and he has done it according to his compassion, because of his love and his abundance. He has extended that grace towards us. For he said, surely these are my people. Sons will not deal falsely. So he became their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and his mercy, he redeemed them. And he lifted them and carried them all the days of old. When they were going through trouble, God was there and he was watching. When you go through trouble, God is not absent. He watches over you. But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he turned himself to become their enemy. Yeah? When you read Psalms chapter 51, verse 11, it says, cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. And that's a very tough statement, because here they are told that they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he turned himself to become their enemy. He fought against them. Can the one who saves, the one who saves you, turn to fight? Here he mentions that they grieve the Holy Spirit. How many times do we grieve the Holy Spirit? The one that is within me. How many times do I disobey his word? How many times do I come out in disobedience, grieving the Holy Spirit? And here the repercussion was that he turned himself from the people. Whenever you run from the Holy Spirit and don't regard him and don't take his word and don't listen, there is a consequence. For these which he speaks here in Isaiah is that the Lord turned himself to become their enemy and he fought against them. Then his people remembered the days of old of Moses, where he brought them out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock. Where is he who put his Holy Spirit in the midst of them, who caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses, who divided the waters before them to make for himself an everlasting name, who led them through the depths like the horse of in the wilderness? They did not stumble. As the cattle which go down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord gave them rest. So you led your people to make yourself a glorious name. Some salvation that comes is for the goodness of the Lord and for him to show his strength. And that's what he did for them. And says, look down from heaven and see from your holy and glorious habitation. Where are your zeal and your mighty deeds? The stirrings of your heart and your compassion are restrained toward me, for you are our Father. Though Abraham does not know us and Israel does not recognize us, you, O Lord, are our Father. Our Redeemer of all is your name. Why, O Lord, do you cause us to stray from your ways and harden our heart from fearing you? Now, these who speak clearly, they are saying Abraham does not know them and Israel does not recognize them, so they might be of the coastlands or Gentiles that come out. And they are saying, do not push us away. No, don't, dear Lord. Yeah. And they are saying, and mentioning it clearly, don't harden our hearts from fearing you. You know, when you walk in a life that does not please God, there comes a time where you have to pay for that which you do. And for them here, there is a hardening of heart that is done, that they cannot fear God, that even when someone comes and speaks God to you, you reject, because your heart has been hardened. And what hardens hearts? Sin that we do and go through and become, and iniquities that we do over and over again, get to the level that exposes us to the hardening of hearts, that we just have to pay for the judgment that we have to go through. And for them here, they're saying, do not let that happen. Do not let our hearts harden. Let them be soft ground. Yeah? Let your heart be soft ground for the word of God. Let your heart be a soft ground that when the Lord speaks, you can listen. Because we get so immune to the gospel sometimes that when the Lord speaks, you no longer listen. When the Lord gives you a word, you no longer listen. Your heart has hardened. And we need to ask God for soft hearts, willing to listen, willing to let the Lord speak into our lives. And there is total change. So that's what these people are telling him, saying, don't let our hearts harden, and don't let us stray from your ways. Return for the sake of your servants, the tribes of your heritage. Your holy people possessed your sanctuary for a little while. Our adversaries have trodden it down. We have become like those over whom you have never ruled, like those who are not called by your name. All that you would render heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as fire kindles the brushwood, as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things which we did not expect, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From days of old, they have not heard or perceived by ear, nor has the eye seen a God besides you, who acts in behalf of the one who waits for him. They are mentioning here that God acts on behalf of the one who waits for him. Sometimes we are in a rush. We need everything quick. But there is an aspect of waiting on the Lord. There is an aspect of waiting for the Lord to come and act. And that's what they are mentioning here. That no eye has seen, the person that waits on the Lord shall always be blessed. They will see those great things which the Lord will do for them. That which no eye has even seen. Yeah, you meet him who rejoices in doing righteousness. Do you rejoice in righteousness? Or do you rejoice in evil? Those are questions that come to us as Christians today. Where is your joy? Do you rejoice when good things are done? Or when evil is done, you clap and celebrate? Yeah? Do you rejoice in righteousness? Who remembers you in your ways? Behold, you were angry, for we sinned. We continued in them for a long time, and shall we be saved? For all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like filthy garment. And all of us wither like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. Therefore is no one who calls on your name, who arouses himself to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us, and have delivered us into the power of our iniquities. Sin that is carried out gains power over you. And then it starts to rule over you. Instead of the Lord ruling over your life, sin becomes the one that rules over your life. That's what's mentioned here. And I need to always fight addictions, habits, lifestyles that are going to have power over me. Because the only person that has authority over me is the Lord Almighty. And when there is a competition and you try the other side, he does not come to fight with you. He will give room because you have a will and you make a decision on the type of life that you want to live. And he will leave you to make that decision. But eventually it is that which takes power over you. You have iniquities having power over you. You have wickedness having power over you. Yet it should be the Lord himself. And it says in verse 8, but now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you our potter. And all of us are the work of your hand. Now, if you know a potter and clay, the potter shall make anything he wants with the clay. He's the one who has the plan for the clay. The clay does not sit there and say, today I'll be made into a cup. No. It is the potter who knows what the clay is going to become. If the Lord is the potter and I am the clay, it is he that decides what I should be. It is he who molds me into that which I should become. It is he, the Lord, who governs, who has authority. And sometimes with the potter, they will pound the clay. And it's not easy, it's hard time. But as they pound it, and do all the work they have to do with it to get something good out of it. It's not a simple time for the clay. Now, us as God's children, being the pot and we the clay, He molds you into what He wants you to become. And that's never a simple process. And you have to be ready and willing and know that the end of it comes something beautiful that is going to be admired. Comes out a pot that everyone is going to admire and buy at a high price because it has attained value. He will get the clay without value and give it value. God will pick you without value and give you value. When everybody else has not seen the value in you, God will pick you out and mold you and give you value. Place you on a shelf that people will come and ask, what is the cost of this? Because it looks so beautiful. It looks so lovely. It's so amazing. And whatever value the Lord places on you, that is what the world shall take. If he says this pot, if the potter says this pot is worth this much, no one can argue. They will just buy. God shall place a value upon your life that people will see it and they won't argue, because you will have the grace and favor of God upon your life that you are needed. You are required. The one who has been taken for granted has received the value. But that's what happens with the potter and the clay. And the truth is, it takes some time. It will take some time. And you need to be ready for that. You need to be patient and wait on the Lord, like we've said, because you wait on the Lord to come out for you. So here it says, do not be angry beyond measure, O Lord, nor remember iniquity forever. Behold, look now, all of us are your people. Your holy cities have become a wilderness. Zion has become a wilderness. Jerusalem a desolation. And our holy and beautiful house, where our fathers praised you, has been burned by fire. Of course, they're talking about the temple here. And all our precious things have become a ruin. Will you restrain yourself at these, O Lord? Will you keep silent and afflict us beyond measure? I permitted myself to be sought by those who did not ask for me. I permitted myself to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am, to a nation which did not call on my name. I have spread out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in the way which is not good, following their own thoughts, a people who continually provoke me to my face, offering sacrifices in gardens and burning incense on bricks, who sit among graves and spend the night in secret places, who eat swine's flesh, and the broth of unclean meat is in their pots, who say, keep to yourself, do not come near, for I am holier than you. Keep these a smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all day. Behold, I will even repay into their bosom both their own iniquities and the iniquities of their fathers together, says the Lord. You know, when you keep in a life of iniquity, even that of your parents and great parents is blessed upon you, like he's mentioning here, because they have burned incense on the mountains and scorned me on the hills. Therefore, I'll measure their former work into their bosom, says the Lord. As the new wine is found in the cluster, and as one says, do not destroy it, for there is benefit in it. So I'll act on behalf of my servants in order not to destroy all of them. I will bring forth offspring from Jacob, and an heir of my mountains from Judah. Even my chosen ones shall inherit it, and my servants will dwell there. Sharon will be a pasture land for flocks, and the valley of Acca a rest place for herds. We looked at Sharon and how that valley and plain rather looks. For my people who seek me, but you who forsake the Lord, who forget my holy mountain, who set a table for fortune and who fill cups with mixed wine for destiny, I will destine you for the sword, and for all of you will bow down to the slaughter, because I called you, but you did not answer. Of course, he's speaking here judgment that is coming to those who don't listen to the Lord, those who keep in rebellion. Yeah, because I called you, but you did not answer. I spoke, but you did not hear. And you did evil in my sight and chose that which I do not delight in. So many times we've talked about the things that God delights in and those things which he does not delight in, and how we need to stay away from them because they come with judgment. Yeah, therefore, thus says the Lord, God, behold, my servants will eat, but you will be hungry. My servants will drink, but you will be thirsty. My servants will rejoice, but you will be put to shame. My servants will shout joyfully with a glad heart, but you will cry with a heavy heart. And you will wail with a broken spirit. You will leave your name for a curse to my chosen ones. And the Lord God will slay you. But my servants will be called by another name. Because he who is blessed in the earth will be blessed by the God of truth. And he who swears in the earth will swear by the God of truth. Because the former troubles are forgotten. And because they are hidden from my sight. Of course, this is caution coming to the rebellious and the need for you to walk in light with the Lord, because good things await those who walk in the Lord. Verse 17, for behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be remembered or come to mind. He's speaking of that which is to come. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I create, for behold, I create Jerusalem for rejoicing and her people for gladness. I'll rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. And they will no longer be heard in the voice of weeping and the sound of crying. No longer will be in it an infant who lives for a few days, or an old man who does not live out his days. For the youth will die at the age of 100. And the one who does not reach the age of 100 will be thought accursed. Speaking of a day for them. They will build houses and inhabit them. They will also plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They will not build and another inhabit. They will not plant another and another eat. For as the lifetime of a tree, so will be the days of my people. And my chosen ones will hear, will wear out the work of their hands. They will not labor in vain. All bear children for calamity. For they are the offspring of those blessed by the Lord, and their descendants with them. When the Lord has blessed you, everything you touch prospers. When the Lord has blessed you, there is no lack. When the Lord has blessed you, when you work, you receive. When the Lord has blessed you, your children are blessed. You don't labor in vain. And that's the blessing that we seek from the Lord each and every day. That we do not labor in vain. That we are blessed in everything we touch. Blessed in your family. Blessed in your home. Blessed with your children. Blessed in everything. With the blessing of the Lord. That's why the biggest thing you can ever seek for is the blessing of the Lord. When it comes, the rest shall follow. That's what he's talking about here. Yeah? And he says, it will happen for you and your descendants. It will also come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are speaking, I will hear. Before you call for somebody that God treasures, that God has blessed in the confines of the Lord, before you call, he answers. Before you speak, he hears. That's a promise to you as a believer, as a Christian. And it's possible. You just need to position yourself in the right place to receive of this. The wolf and the lamb will graze together. And the lion will eat straw like the ox, and dust will be the serpent's food. They will do no evil, all harm in my holy mountain, says the Lord. They will do no evil. They will harm no one. Forces of the world will not touch you. You just need to position yourself in the comfort and the place of the Lord. Chapter 66, which is our final chapter of this book of Isaiah. It says, thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could not build for me? Of course, we've read this before. When you check Matthew chapter 5, 34, it says, but unto you swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. Yeah, there is comparison given to us there. For my hand made all these things. Thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit, who trembles at my word. Who does the Lord look to? Who does the Lord consider? One who is humble. One who does not have pride in them. One who is contrite of spirit. And one who trembles at the word of God. One who listens to the word of the Lord. One who reads the word of the Lord and puts it into action. You know there is reading and you stop there. No. They tremble at the word. It's those that the Lord says, I will look to them. And that is the position I have, to look to the Lord. It's clear out for me to do. And says, but he who kills an ox is like one who slays a man. He who sacrifices a lamb is like one who breaks a dog's neck. He who offers a grain offering is like one who offers swine's blood. He who burns incense is like one who blesses an idol, as they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delights in their abominations. So I will choose their punishments, and I will bring on them what they dread. Because I called, but no one answered. I spoke, but they did not listen. There is nothing that bothers and that brings judgment close, like the Lord calling and you don't answer. Like not listening to the Lord. And his judgments are clear. His word is here with us. Sometimes we are waiting for that voice that's going to speak in the night. A deep voice to tell you of what God is saying. Yet God is speaking even through his word. That Bible you carry has the word of the Lord. And says, if you do not listen, if you do not read and do that which he says, then dread comes upon you. And they did evil in my sight and chose that which I did not delight. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word, your brothers who hate you, who exclude you for my name's sake, have said, let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy. But they will be put to shame. A voice of uproar from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord who is rendering recompense to his enemies. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she gave birth to a boy. Who has had such a thing? Who has seen such things? Can a land be born in one day? Can a nation be brought forth all at once? As soon as Zion travailed, she also brought forth her sons. Shall I bring to the point of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord? He's saying, shall I bring you to the point of birth and you don't deliver? With all the things that have been cooking in your life, is it possible that the Lord shall not deliver them? If it's been born, then be sure that it shall come to pass. Just wait on the Lord. And here he says, oh, shall I give delivery? Or shall I, who gives deliveries, shut the womb, says the Lord. God does things for us, and he's willing. He's willing. He'll see us through. Do not worry. If he's the one who gives deliveries, he will not shut the womb. And that's a clear word to us. Be joyful with Jerusalem and rejoice for her. All you who love her, be exceedingly glad with her. All you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied with a comforting breast, that you may suck and delight with her bountiful bosom. Of course, here they're talking about you siding with Israel. And we've seen that. We've seen campaigns. We've seen preachings over standing with Jerusalem and Israel. Yeah, because when you stand with them, you also share part of their blessing. For thus says the Lord, behold, I extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you will be nursed, for you will be carried on the heap and fondled on the knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so will comfort you. And you will be comforted in Jerusalem. Then you will see this, and your heart will be glad, and your bones will flourish like the new grass. And the hand of the Lord will be made known to his servants. But he will be indignant toward his enemies. For behold, the Lord will come in fire, and his chariots like the whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For the Lord will execute judgment by fire, and by his sword on all flesh. They are talking about judgment here. That will come by fire on all flesh, of course, to that has not been honorable to the Lord. And to those slain by the Lord will be many. Those who sanctify and purify themselves will go to the gardens, following one in the center, who eats swine's flesh, detestable things and mice, will come to an end altogether, declares the Lord. For I know their works and their thoughts. The time is coming to gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them, and I will send survivors from them to the nations. Tarshish, Put, Lud, Meshech, Tubal, and Javan, to the distant coastlands that have neither had my fame nor seen my glory. and they will declare my glory among the nations. Then they shall bring all your brethren from all the nations as a grain offering to the Lord, on horses, in chariots, in litters, on mules, and on camels, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord. Just as the sons of Israel bring their grain offering in a clean vessel to the Lord, I will also take some of them for priests and Levites, says the Lord. For just as the new heavens and the new earth which I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so your offspring and your name will endure. And it shall be from new moon to new moon, and from Sabbath to Sabbath, all mankind will come to bow down before me, says the Lord. Then they will go forth and look on the corpses of men who have transgressed against me. For their worm will not die, and their fire will not be quenched, and there will be an abhorrence to all mankind. Here the word is clear. One day, all mankind shall bow before the Lord, and those who have transgressed and walked in wickedness, they shall have punishment and judgment. We are told of a worm that won't die and a fire that won't be quenched. This indeed will happen for eternity because they will suffer for not following the Lord. What is my part to play? My part to play is to walk with the Lord and serve the Lord, because when that day comes, I want to be on the right side, on the side of eternal life. And that marks the end of the book of Isaiah. Next week, we shall be starting on the book of Jeremiah. May we pray. Father, we thank you for your word and your revelation. May your mercy, may your favor always go before us all the days of our lives. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.